Wellness Wednesday.
Is there a doctor in the house? Is there a doctor in the house?
I'm a doctor.
What's up, Doc? You're gonna need a real good doctor.
Wednesday on the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. Andrea, I had the pleasure of meeting our guest, Dr. Kathy Tynes, last year at an event for the Gift Theater we were at. Remember that? Those folks came in from Old Irving Brewery?
Yes.
And I was like a puppy. I'm like, you guys are awesome.
Yes.
And Dr. Kathy Tynes and I sat down and we were talking about her career, and she has this amazing story about how she wanted to be a doctor since she was a little girl. And I loved her story. And then I found out, like, she's kind of a badass doctor on top of everything else.
Yeah, you are.
Get out.
She's a president of the Illinois State Medical Society, assistant professor of medicine at Northwestern, and we are thrilled to have you on with us.
Thank you.
Our pleasure. Yes. And Andrea, we have talked a little bit. We talked a little bit with John Duffy, Dr. Duffy, about stress during the holidays.
Yes.
And that's sort of the therapy side of it. But there are so many other effects that it has.
Right.
There's a negative impact people can have when they're. I was talking to someone today. They work here, and they were telling me that they hate the holidays. Mm-hmm. They love it, but they hate it because they feel the pressure of having to make everybody happy and buy everybody gifts, and they're always running around and they buy for everybody.
Mm-hmm. It could not have been Steve Bertrand, obviously.
Why, he doesn't buy for anybody? No?
No, I'm teasing.
Oh, he might. I don't know. Yeah. I don't want to out anybody because they might be listening.
Yeah.
There's so much to do around the holidays, and it's so joyful, and you're decorating, and you're buying things, and sending out cards, and there's so much pressure to do all these things that sometimes people lose sight of the joy of the holiday, and it just seems like a big chore.
Mm-hmm.
So what can help in dealing with this holiday stress is, first of all, to plan ahead. So, you know, writing down a schedule, making a list, obviously your shopping list for your gifts.
Be organized. Here, let me write these things down.
menu, planning your menu, your shopping list for your food. And then also, you know, it's okay to say no. You may not be able to go to every single holiday party.
Mm-hmm.
You may need to go home and rest or take care of things at home. So it's important to remember, you know, just like the flight attendant says, if you're on an airplane and the oxygen mask drops down and someone else needs help, you put your own mask on first. So mm-hmm. take care of yourself. That way you can take care of other people better.
But don't you think that people do, they have this expectation, they have these different things, maybe they've done their traditions and they want it to be the exact same, and you have to learn how to go with the flow a little bit too.
Oh yeah, sometimes you have to drop some traditions or create new ones or mold and adapt. I mean, families are always changing, kids go off to college, you know, people move away. So you have to be flexible. You can't, you know, be adamant that it's going to be the same every year. That's
let yourself, let yourself off the hook.
Yeah.
I hear a lot of people missing loved ones too this time of year. You know, especially my mom. She's, you know, she always.
Oh,
we have a great family and a great time, and we love the holidays. But she always misses my dad. You know, I'm sure your mom does too, Patty.
Yeah.
You know, this time of year,
sometimes.
Right.
I'll tell you. That's right. That's true.
Yeah.
Once in a while, I'm like, oh my god.
That's awesome, but that's what you need. That's funny. Right. I mean, you need the, like, the humor and stuff. And because I'll be like, you know, she'll be like, oh, I miss your dad, and you know, it's so cold and blah blah. And I'm like, again, but this is. I love my mom. She'll have like a lunch date, a dinner date, a breakfast date. I'm like, you do more in a day than I do in a month.
Right.
So, but I'll try and keep her busy. You know, I mean, is that a good thing too, to try to?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, to a certain point, of course.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to overtax people. But yeah, keeping people's, you know, schedules full keeps their mind occupied and can take their mind off of some of the sad things about the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good idea.
Yeah.
The other thing to think about is your budget. So, you know, there's a lot of financial pressure, too.
Right.
You know, do you have enough saved? Is my paycheck going to make it this month for all the bills? So, you know, instead of getting everyone a gift, you can do a Secret Santa. And you can put off some of these gifts, give people an IOU, like, oh, I'll take you to Great America in the summer. That could be their Christmas present.
Yeah.
So you can off-put some of these expenses to later in the year. And remember, homemade gifts. Let me tell you about my homemade gifts.
Yes.
All right. So my husband's backyard is filled with raspberry bushes, and they are overflowing every summer, and everyone gets sick of eating raspberries. and I make one raspberry pie, and that's enough. No one wants any more raspberries. So we figured out what to do with all these raspberries. We soak them in vodka, and we make a liqueur, And we hand that out as Christmas presents. We've been doing this for years.
That's awesome.
It's great.
And it's personal.
It's very personal. People love it.
That is cool. I thought you were going to say you dried them out, you know, and through this process and made like potpourri.
Alcohol.
Yeah.
it's delicious.
Here.
Yeah, I throw in a little vanilla, a little anise, and just, oh, it's delicious.
Oh, so, and you'll gorgeous. Be back like December 22nd, Patty. That sounds really good.
I think I might have some extra this year.
All right.
And so this year we had a bumper crop of pears too. We don't always get a lot of pears. This year we had, you know, shopping bags full. So what we do with those is we soak them in whiskey.
I was going to say. I like your house.
Ooh, I like your house too.
I want to go do some prep at your place.
Vanilla, a little cinnamon, and the whiskey.
And again, I thought you were going to say ice cream with a little pear in the oven.
Sure. You could put that over ice cream.
Absolutely. A little whiskey on ice cream.
Sure.
It's a good pairing.
Liqueur.
It's funny you say that because as you were mentioning, you know, some homemade gifts, there was a friend of the show. They closed their restaurant, but Knife and Tie and Carissa Schaefer had a bartender who would make mason jars with, you know, she would put like cinnamon and, like you said, maybe vanilla, but with whiskey and apples and things like that. Ooh, so you can go online and find different ways to maybe, you know, put your personal stamp on something.
Oh, yeah.
And absolutely.
And it doesn't have to be booze. We understand. We're just saying.
Right.
For those of you who have friends like ours.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Some people put together a jar full of, all the dry ingredients for making cookies.
Yes, yeah. Or pie or something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's so many things you can do. And, me personally, I feel better about giving that kind of a gift than something I bought in a store.
Right.
And I would hope that people receiving it enjoy it.
It's like a personal touch.
Yeah. Exactly.
I agree. Yeah. I think that I'm trying to be more specific this year with the things I buy for my family. I can't say what I'm buying. I'll tell you off the air. But Andrea and I do this every time. We're like, I'm not saying.
I know. What are you going to get? Wait, I'll tell you later.
Yeah. My favorite's the one I'm going to get for Griffin. So,
cool.
But you know, excited about it. But that's the thing. You don't have to do a bunch of things. Find something that you know is personal.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
We're relieving stress here.
Yeah, and right. And so that's the other piece. Make some time for yourself. Don't forget about self-care. Listen to music. Go for a walk. And reach out to people that you know are alone during the holidays because it's a particularly sad time to be alone. So, you know, just as you're making sure your mom was busy. And, you know, think about other people in your life that maybe don't have someone, close to them.
Right.
I agree. Another thing, that's what Dr. Duffy was saying today on Bill and Wendy's show. He was like, you know what? Stop by somebody's house. Just let them know that you thought about them. You know, it's more than just emailing or texting them. If you don't live near them, give them a call. And I know it's hard. I think we feel like we have to gear up, you know, that energy. You know, but it also can be helpful for you.
Absolutely,
you know?
Giving to other people makes you feel good.
Yeah, and you know what? In this day and age, too. A phone call.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, just spend 15 minutes on the phone. I know it's unthinkable, right?
Oh, yeah. It's 10, 15
so
minutes old-fashioned.
On the phone.
Oh,
I know.
My goodness.
But just a good old-fashioned phone call.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That works. And so the other thing is, as we were mentioning the weather, and as it gets colder, it's colder earlier this year than it has been for a while. So tell us a little bit about the seasonal, affective disorder?
So it's fairly common. About 5% of adults will suffer from it in the U.S., and it typically lasts for about 40% of the year, and in Chicago, probably more like 60.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, this is not unusual for people's moods to drop this time of year, and some of the symptoms can include, you know, obviously feeling depressed, losing interest in activities, oversleeping, overeating, weight gain, feeling sluggish, social withdrawal, and just feeling hopeless. So it's more common, obviously, in people who live farther away from the equator because we have less sunlight in the winter. Mm-hmm. And
that darn equator.
And just like any other condition that you might have, don't self-diagnose. If you feel that you're suffering from it, please go see your doctor. Go see your mental health professional.
Don't write it off is what you're saying, right?
Right. Don't write it off.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then there's treatment. There's, you know, we can help.
And I would imagine like one of the things, what I try to do is, you know, Andre and I talked about working out in the wintertime because it can be harder. You don't feel like it.
I almost texted you today because I was wrapping a ton of presents. And I was, you know, running up and down the stairs, and I was going to text you and say,
does this count?
Jen and ask her if wrapping all these presents counts as any sort of cardio because I'm running up and down the stairs.
Yes.
And, okay.
Only if you're jogging in place while you're doing it.
I like Patty's answer. Yes.
Sure, it all counts.
I brought the minivan down today, and I parked. I had to go to an audition over on Hubbard, and I thought, you know what? I'm just going to leave the car here and walk to the station in the afternoon. And I was like, that counts. I'm counting it.
That absolutely counts.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah, so, you know, 10,000 steps.
Yes, I just wish I'd worn better shoes. Yes, right. I got 64 minutes of walking in today. So
that's good for you.
That's not too bad.
You had 60 in yesterday, too.
61, yeah, yesterday.
All right, yeah, that's much better than present wrapping, running up and down stairs.
Well, take your phone with you or your Fitbit and see how many steps you're taking.
I'll be embarrassed.
Count your steps. Yeah. Absolutely.
Let's take a break here. We've got calls coming in. Rita is on hold, and we'll get your call right after this break. Our conversation with Dr. Kathy Tynes continues. She is the president of the Illinois State Medical Society and assistant professor of medicine at Northwestern. We're taking your calls, your texts at 312-981-7200 on the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis, 720 WGN. It is Wellness Wednesday on the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. And joining us is Dr. Kathy Tynes. She is the president of the Illinois State Medical Society, assistant professor of medicine at Northwestern. And we'd love to hear from you. You can give us a call at 312-981-7200 if you have any questions, comments, or concerns. And you can also tweet at us. Andrea, you're at Andrea Darlis. Mm-hmm. And I'm at Patty Vasquez, CHI. You can follow us on Facebook at Patty V Show. And Rita is on the line, and she had she wanted to share something with us. Hey, Rita, how are you doing tonight?
Hi, Patty. Hi, Andrea. Hi, Doctor.
Hey, Rita.
Well, I'd like to be doing better. Basically, my dilemma is this. I've had major medical problems the last 9 years, and this year I ended up with something unexpected, and I have bounced back from every other medical challenge that's been thrown my way. Mm-hmm. As I try to look at it, I'm going to get to the other side of this.
Right.
But for this last occurrence, it was so unexpected, even from my doctor. He didn't expect it. I haven't been able to bounce back. My insides are, like, empty, and I am going to be spending part of the Christmas holiday with extended family. There's even a family wedding, and I don't want to be Debbie Downer. And so I put on a brave act. I hide behind I always crack jokes. That's one of my coping mechanisms. But for some reason, this last medical problem just took the wind out of my sails, and I haven't been able to come back. I've tried, but it just hasn't worked.
Have you spoken to your physician about how you're feeling, how your mood has been?
No, because I ended up having complications after surgery, and he didn't know that was going to be in the game plan, so I know he was upset by that, and then
okay.
I just don't know.
Is this your primary care doctor that you're talking about? Or?
No, this is my surgeon. My primary care doctor, that was another shock that I had shortly before this last surgery. He completely left the practice, and I had known him for like 17 years.
Oh, wow.
He didn't take care of me all that time. He took care of me for almost 10 exclusively. So I had to find somebody else, which I got recommendations, and I went with this person. I had dealt with them on a couple of occasions, and that has been very good.
Good.
And he actually asked me how I was managing all this emotionally, which really shocked me, because my other doctor, that wasn't something he would do on a regular basis. I mean, I'm lucky in the fact that they could take care of me. I don't have to worry about a spouse or worrying about children, so I'm on my own. But I'm really feeling like I'm on my own, like no one understands. And then someone said I'm entitled to mourn the loss of my health. And
of course,
I have never looked at it that way. And I don't know. This problem is still there. Mm-hmm. And so it's in the oncology area. And so I have to live with that. And if I had to think about that all the time, it would drive me nuts. So I don't.
I am so sorry to hear about all of your challenges. But, you know, it sounds like you've already established a pretty good rapport with your primary care doctor, and I think that's a good place to go and seek help for this, because mental health issues are just as important as physical health issues. There's such a strong connection between the mind and the body, and if you're not taking care of one, it can affect the other. You know, if you're not...
Okay. Yeah. Can you give me a short answer and why I've been able to accommodate my problems before and get ahead of them? You know, like, I put this behind me and I'm going on, and this one has been, it's been a trial, and I didn't expect it, and I haven't behaved like this before.
Well, I also think that even what you're saying, you can hear it where you say it wasn't expected, right? You have these sort of defense mechanisms. You also are able to kind of gear up for things, it sounds like. And I hear you. My mechanism of coping is also to make a joke. And when I'm unable to make jokes, that's when it's scary. I think part of it is it scares you, doesn't it, to know that you're not reacting the same way. And what does that mean? But I wouldn't let it be so big in your imagination, because then that starts to run away from you a little bit too, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead, Doc.
Yeah.
So please seek some help from your primary care doctor. If that's not working out for you, you can seek help through your insurance, typically on your own without a referral, for mental health problems. So you can call your insurer and you can get a list of providers that are in your network.
Well, I'm on disability. I've been on that for 8 years.
Okay.
Which I was embarrassed to go and apply for it, and I had one doctor say, yeah, I think you really should.
Sure.
And so it was granted to me, but I've always wanted to go back to work, and my problems have not allowed that to occur.
Right.
And so I feel like, you know, I retired from work earlier than I anticipated, so there's other things that go with that, and I'm trying to balance all these balls and keep them going, as well as myself. And, you know,
Well, so get some help. You know, we all need help.
Mm-hmm.
At some point in everyone's life, we all need to reach out for help from someone else. And no matter how strong you are, you're human. And, you know, you have a limit to your resilience. And I think at this point you found your limit, and you know, now you no longer have the, you know, the distraction of work. Going to work can be very fulfilling and can take our minds off of things. So
yes,
yeah, that might be part of the reason why this is hitting you harder at this point too. But
yes.
I think there should be resources available for you, and counseling can be helpful. You know, there's all kinds of different. You know, medications that might be helpful if that's what's needed. But, you know, please get the help that you need. I really strongly urge you to do that.
And I know sometimes, Rita, that can be the hardest part, is saying I need some help when it's not something physical where you can't see it on a chart, or the doctor doesn't say, you know, here's your prognosis. So, Rita.
Or when other people say, oh, don't be sad.
Yeah, or get over it. Yeah, don't worry about that.
Oh, I had my one doctor tell me I was the Lone Ranger because I wouldn't tell him when I was having a problem.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that I would just take care of it myself.
Sure.
And I basically done that. I when I was laid off and I had 2 extra years to spend with an aging parent that I would not have had, and so that was a good thing.
Right.
And it's almost like, you know, when I didn't have someone else to be looking after, then that unfocused stuff on me, and I was like, I'm not going there. So
And we talked about earlier, helping other people can also help yourself.
Yeah.
So I think that's what we're hearing too, is you're a loss of the ability to be productive or to be helpful.
Rita, we want to make sure we hear back from you. Take care of yourself, and please give us a call back and check in with us, okay?
Okay, you take care. Have a nice holiday.
Thanks, Rita.
Thank you, Rita. More after this on 720 WGN.
It's Wellness Wednesday.
I feel great.
I'm a doctor, not a performer. I don't have time for such nonsense.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
This Wednesday on the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. Joining us is Dr. Kathy Tynes, president of the Illinois State Medical Society and assistant professor of medicine at Northwestern. And again, we want to thank Rita for calling, because that's a really brave thing to tell somebody how you're feeling. And the other thing, when you decide to seek help, going to see a therapist, it's some people think, oh, you know, how long do I have to go? For as long as it feels right. Yep. You know, and maybe it takes a couple tries too with different people. You have to find the right fit sometimes.
Absolutely. It's just like any other relationship.
It is. Exactly. And I know that you had some other topics we want to discuss, but there, I don't know if I ever told this, Andrea, when I was in high school, in grade school, I had my appendix out, and one of my classmates at 12 years old had ovarian cysts. We were both in the hospital at the same time.
So young.
So young, but this can happen to a woman at any time in her life. And I was wondering about this, like, how common is it what are ovarian cysts?
Sure. So they are very common. Mm-hmm. And a lot of ovarian cysts are just normal structures. So our ovaries expel eggs by forming a follicle around the eggs, and that becomes fluid filled and it bursts, and that's how the egg is released, taken up by the fallopian tube and goes down the track into the uterus. But sometimes those follicles don't close, or they close up prematurely and they start filling with fluid.
Okay.
And those are so those are very common. They're harmless. They typically go away on their own. You typically will form a corpus luteum after that follicle releases the egg, and that's a normal structure as well. That's a normal cyst, and that produces some hormones for a while, and then that goes away. Mm-hmm. And so these are forming throughout a woman's lifespan all the time. It's when they overgrow that they can cause symptoms and cause a problem.
Right. Painful, right?
They can cause pain. They can rupture.
Oh.
And that can be actually a life-threatening situation, because it causes bleeding into the abdomen. And sometimes women need emergency surgery for that. Fortunately, that's not very common. They can grow so large that they cause the ovary to twist on its own blood supply, and it's called torsion. That can also be a very painful condition. Sometimes it needs to be corrected surgically. And then we worry about the cysts that become, cancerous. And that typically is going to be something you would see later in life. So very uncommon in younger women. Mm-hmm. But once you head into your 50s, a cyst would be less commonly found as a normal structure and more worrisome. And again, depending on how it looks when they image it, and depending on CA125, that's a blood test, that's a tumor marker. So we'll often measure levels in women who are older and have a cyst. And if those numbers are normal, and if the cyst looks fairly innocent, we might watch it and monitor it. But if those numbers are elevated, and or the cyst itself looks complicated, it's got, you know, some solid parts to it, or it's got some debris inside of it, then we might be more concerned and want to take a closer look at it.
So would draining or removing it be an option, or both?
Sometimes cysts can be drained if they're symptomatic. A lot of times, if they're harmless looking and they're not really causing problems, we just watch them and make sure that they resolve on their own. So it really depends on the size and the symptoms. So pain, bloating, pain with sex can be a symptom of a cyst. So those are all things to look for.
And the CA125, that's a blood test.
It's a blood test.
Yes. And that will that give you an indication of if ovarian cancer is present?
It can be elevated in the presence of cancer, but there are other things that can cause it to be elevated too, falsely. So anything that causes inflammation in the lining of the abdomen, the peritoneum, can also elevate the CA125. So it's not a perfect test, but it can be helpful when you're looking at a situation and trying to decide what to do.
Right. And a lot of women, they might feel uncomfortable and they think, well, it's either age or it's just, you know, something hormonal. And we tend to kind of write things off, don't we?
Absolutely.
And let things go little bit longer than we should.
Don't ignore any kind of warning sign. Just go in and get checked out. You know, sometimes a simple pelvic exam can be revealing. Sometimes, some imaging might be required. But, you know, if you're developing some bloating or pain that doesn't belong there, if it's not a menstrual cramp, then get it checked out.
Will doctors always try to not remove the ovaries? I mean, will it be kind of a case of removing the cyst until maybe women get to a certain age where you think, all right.
Exactly. Yeah, we'll always try to preserve a woman's fertility whenever possible. But you can remove one ovary and still get pregnant.
I was just thinking, I have a sister who has endometriosis, which is another thing mm-hmm. where you try to preserve, you know, a woman's fertility, but ultimately the best mm-hmm. thing for her was to have a hysterectomy, which was, yeah. you know, that's, mm-hmm. it's drastic. But and scary. I also wanted to talk a little bit. I know you gave us a list of some things that you want to talk about. I was not able to do a flu shot when everybody else was because Dr. Most felt that because I've had a reaction in the past, it would be better to be under a doctor's supervision to mm-hmm. see if it was actually a reaction or if it just was a coincidence.
Right.
Have you ever come across that situation with a patient?
Not very commonly.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
It's pretty unusual. People do get side effects. You can get some mild aches, maybe even a low-grade fever. And that's your body's immune system just reacting to the shot. It's not getting sick. It's impossible for the flu shot to make you sick. It's inactivated virus particles that are in the vaccine. So it's really important to get the flu shot. 80,000 people died of the flu last year. That's more than deaths from overdoses.
Wow.
It was 70,000 deaths from overdoses, 80,000 from the flu. So, you know, it's not something trivial. Mm-hmm. And young and healthy people will often say, well, I don't need the flu shot. I'll be okay. And that may be true. You know, you'll survive the flu. You may miss a week of work. You may be flat on your back wishing you were dead for a week. But yeah, you'll survive the flu. The problem is the people around you that you might give right. the flu to. So people oh, yeah. who are at extremes of age, the very young, the very old, people who have compromised immune systems, they get sicker and they can die from the flu. Wow. So I always try to remind people of the, you know, the people in their lives that right. that they need to protect with herd immunity. So, you know, not getting the flu means that's fewer people you're going to infect with the flu.
It's important.
It is, yes.
Get it done. And have your patients been pretty good about coming in and getting their flu shots? Or
I've had more success this year. Okay. And maybe it is because we had such a bad flu season last year. Right. You know, it was an epidemic. It met epidemic proportions last year. So, you know, unfortunately, that's a reminder to people that, you know, it's important to get their flu shot and you know, the myths that surround the flu shot, it just, you know, I'm always trying to dispel them when people come in. So I spend a lot of time just talking about, you know, what is a reaction to the flu shot and what isn't. And
right. Mm-hmm. Well, and that's what Dr. Most wants to be able to separate out for me, because I had flu shots, you know, most of my life, and then just happened to have one where he was like, all right, let's make sure mm-hmm. that was a coincidence or whatever right. the situation was. Before we go to the break, the 630, I was like, are they just messing with me? So I Googled it. And what I believe they're asking about is a cystic teratoma, which is also known as a hairy monster cyst, which
these are formed from embryonic cells. So the cells that are inside the cyst can mature into normal structures, hair, teeth, mm-hmm. mucus glands.
Wow.
And so when they take those out.
Do not Google that. Google images.
This is a very, very strange deja vu.
I don't think we have talked about this, but maybe Dr. Most has discussed it as well, because I've never talked about it on the air, I don't think. So when they remove them, they can find like teeth and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Wow. You're even getting the willies.
It's one of those things you learn about in med school that gives you the willies. That's one of them.
What do you want your doctor to say?
I got the willies.
I
got the heebie-jeebies.
I love that.
I got so many jeebies. It is time now for a break. Let's talk about holiday hazards and some more winter wellness when we continue our Wellness Wednesday segment with Dr. Kathy Tynes. And coming up in just a little bit, we have our friend from WGN News. I know that I hope you'll stay with us, Dr. Tynes. Sean Lewis is going to join us about WGN TV's cover story.
Yeah, he's got a big cover story. World AIDS Day is December 1st, and Sean Lewis is going to be here to talk about, I think he has the only Chicago story about this, the advances in meds. There's a pill that you could take once a day that's 99% effective in preventing HIV.
PrEP.
Yeah, so we'll be talking about that with mm-hmm. us.
Let's continue our conversation. And if you have any questions or comments, if you want, like, the hairy monster cyst conversation,
bring it on.
Yeah, we've got you. 312-981-7200. It's the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis, 720 WGN. It is Wellness Wednesday. Joining us in studio is Dr. Kathy Tynes. She is the president of the Illinois State Medical Society, assistant professor of medicine at Northwestern. And we've been talking about a lot of important topics. And we want to talk a little bit about, we mentioned holiday stress, but there are, by the way, I hung a Christmas lights in our office, you guys. But should I unplug those every night, or do I just leave them on all the time?
I think you can leave them on. I think one of our bosses leaves hers on, right?
Yeah. I don't want to be the one that burns down the WGN radio studios.
I think
studios.
You're fine.
Okay.
They're okay, right?
Yeah, they're fairly safe. I don't think those are a big cause of hazards in the house.
You know,
there's a lot of other causes.
And someone's always here.
Yes, that's
so
true.
So they'll see
and there's sprinklers.
Smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are sprinklers.
You got a backup
right
system.
Above the lights. Exactly.
When you're relying on your sprinklers, it's a good plan.
That's a good idea. What other kind of hazards should we be on the lookout for?
Oh, boy, there are a few. So these are the top reasons that people go to the ER around the holiday.
Uh-oh.
So food poisoning.
Oh, yeah.
I know, right? So if you're cooking a whole turkey, make sure you're using that thermometer because you want to make sure it's cooked until it's done. And you want to measure it in the thickest parts of the turkey and make sure it's at least 165 degrees. When you're thawing it, remember, it takes a while to thaw, but you don't want to thaw it outside the refrigerator. So, you know, you got to use the rule. I think it's for every 5 pounds, it's 24 hours.
Okay.
So, you know.
Several days.
Yeah.
Several days of using your refrigerator for nothing but that turkey.
Yeah. And don't hang on to your leftovers too long, you know.
What do you think? 2 days? 3 days?
3, 4, 5 days, maybe.
Ooh.
Yeah, but yeah. No.
Really?
Not
I know. Andre's like, wait a minute.
You
five.
Know what? I always was curious about this. I know some people say keep your leftovers, you know, if you go to a restaurant or even if you make something. I made a roast pork last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they say a week is okay, but I always, if it's more than 4 days, I don't know.
That's smart. That's fine.
And a lot of times it depends on the food, too.
Right. Meats, I think, are shorter times.
And something that's cream-based. So, yeah, there's some things that last longer than others. So
right.
Things that are salty last longer. Things that are more sweet last longer just because, you know, the salt and the sugar both inhibit the growth of bacteria.
It's good for you.
There you go.
That's why honey never spoils. It's all sugar. It's all sweet.
Oh,
so
something new tonight.
Yeah, that's why it's antibacterial. So the other thing that gets people to the hospital is cooking accidents, right?
Yeah.
So people burn themselves.
What did you do?
No,
what
I
you
burn myself every year.
Yeah. People cut themselves.
Yeah.
So
it's not funny.
And deep fryers for the turkeys are notoriously dangerous.
I've always wanted to do that, to deep fry a turkey.
So
no,
I don't know about that. I'm terrified of deep fryers.
Just wear an asbestos suit if you're going to do it.
Hazmat. Are they really that dangerous?
They're pretty dangerous, I've heard.
Right. Well, they've caused over $15 million in damage every year.
God.
Yeah, well, don't do it under a tree.
No.
Or in the garage.
Or like
don't
under
do
a
that.
Pergola.
Yeah.
So, again. Right. Be careful. Have a wide swath of land around there. Make sure your bird is fully thawed.
Right.
If you're going to deep fry your turkey, because if you get any part of it still frozen, it will explode.
Yeah, it'll explode.
Right. Yeah. And keep a fire extinguisher nearby. Mm-hmm. You don't want to take a chance with that.
Wow.
So the other thing we worry about are people shoveling snow like today and having a heart attack.
Oh, I shoveled the other day.
I know. So, you know, if you're not fit and you haven't been exerting yourself all year and you pick up a shovel and you pick up that heavy snow, it's a bit worrisome.
Kathy's looking right at me.
Oh, pace yourself.
She doesn't think my cardio running up and down the stairs today was...
No.
Pace yourself.
Yes, exactly. So studies show that men are 16% more likely to have a heart attack when shoveling more than 8 inches of snow compared to days where there's no snow. So your risk for heart attack goes up when it snows. Just be careful. You know, hire the neighbor kid to do it.
Yes.
You know, or throw out some salt, or wait until your family or friend can come by and do it for you if you're not capable of doing it yourself.
Right.
And last but not least, alcohol. So drinking too much, binge drinking, you know, people get into arguments when they've had too much to drink. So and then there's drunk driving. So there are a lot of hazards that are involved with drinking around the holidays. So moderation. Be careful. Don't drive if you've been drinking, please.
Please. We want Absolutely. To offer here
call
for these
Uber
conversations.
Or Lyft, yes. You know, with all the ride sharing programs out there,
it's not worth it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I think Uber and Lyft, I know there's price surges and whatnot, but they do offer discounts on certain. Mm-hmm. And you can ride the CTA for a penny.
Yeah.
Every New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve. Yeah.
Every New Year's Eve.
Take a bus and not a life. More after this on 720 WGN.
Get an inside look at WGN Radio's new studios and innovative office space at 303 East Wacker Drive. Learn what it takes to move a 24/7 radio station. Watch the video and take a tour at WGNradio.com/303. Built by Pepper Construction.
Are your tires ready for winter? Do you feel like your car is slipping and sliding in the rain or snow? Hurry into Scott's USave in Steger, Illinois for a free tire evaluation. And while there, save up to $80 on select Hankook winter tires. Now through December 31st. Never halfway. Hankook Tire, where it's always performance season. Stop into Scott's USave in Steger, Illinois, or call 708-756-3999 for all your tire needs.
It's time to join the millions of people using Zoom video conferencing. Turn any size conference room, huddle room, or executive office into a Zoom room with flawless HD video, crystal clear audio, and instant wireless sharing. It'll even work with your existing hardware. Start your meetings with a single touch or use Zoom's new voice command feature. Hey Zoom, start meeting. Huddle happy. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free Zoom room trial today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
Book now and save during Apple Vacations Black Friday Blowout. Escapes to the beach have never been priced so low. Plus, save even more with the Black Friday promo code. Call your travel agent or visit applevacations.com.
Attention investors, it's time to diversify to real estate for returns of 20% with monthly payouts, tax advantages, and 100% of cash flow paid to investors first. National Realty has a proven 11-year track record, $800 million of realty under management, and a new $200 million portfolio closing now, backing your investment or IRA. With multiple cash-flowing New York City apartment buildings, luxury condos with Hoboken, New Jersey water views, and Delray Beach, Florida oceanfront townhomes, you're backed by prime real estate. These are 20% return financial units. Just call 201-210-2727 now for free information. You're backed by hard assets in New York, Hoboken, Philadelphia, and Delray Beach, Gulfstream, Florida. Call 201-210-2727 for these 20% return hard asset real estate units for your IRA or cash flow. But they're limited availability. Call now. 201-210-2727. 201-210-2727.
An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by our private placement memorandum. Read it first and invest wisely. Best performance is no guarantee of future results. National is a real estate development firm. See us at NRIA.com.
Coming up after the news, we're going to have Sean Lewis in studio, Yay! WGN TV's very own, talk about his cover story that's airing tomorrow, and we're excited to talk about that with him. It is time now for our news, and Dr. Tynes will continue to join us as well. Okay, this is one of those nights, Andrea, where Michael plays something. I'm like, I don't know how I could talk yet. I want to dance a little bit.
Oh, yeah. We have to tell Sean.
Oh, no. Hey, is this something I should know? Is this a song I should know? No,
I don't know the song. Is this? Do you?
If you're in the know, you'd know, you know Rapture with Woo All Right Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
I know Rapture by Blondie.
Okay. All right, good. It's just Michael.
Right. We have a game that we play called Patty's Lack of Musical Knowledge.
Appalling lack of musical knowledge.
Yeah, I left it out.
Yeah, people are appalled. They cannot believe how much music I don't know.
Staffers will text in and be like, she's kidding, right?
You're welcome to test me.
I'm one of those guys that knows the lyrics, knows the tune, but knows nothing about anything behind it.
Oh, my God.
What?
Patty, Sean,
okay, let's do our topic
Sean,
first.
Patty.
If we have time, maybe we'll do a head-to-head.
I found my other.
There are people. Andy Mazur's texting Andrea. This isn't really happening. Is it?
I'm like, she's kidding, right? I think it was. It might have been Pat Benatar.
Pat Benatar. I know. I told you. I only know two songs.
Oh,
We Belong
right.
and Love Is a Battlefield.
Right.
And then you guys played Hit Me with Your Best Shot. And I was like,
I don't know.
No idea. No, there was one night where they played. They started the segment with Led Zeppelin, and I was like, I don't know, Counting Crows. We did a bunch of other songs. They played a song at the end, and it was the same song we had started with, and I still didn't know what song it was.
And didn't you say Black Crows? No, enough with the crows.
Oh, boy.
It was very funny. Yes,
it's all true.
You've met your soulmate.
We'll see. We'll see how bad you are.
Your musical soulmate.
It's now the race is to be who's the worst.
You know, I noticed that we're no longer in Wellness Wednesday, but Thirsty Thursday.
Oh, Thirsty Thursday.
So I brought my mug from Chris Kindle Market. I went there tonight. Got some of the wine.
The glug.
Is that what it is?
The glug wine, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the spiced wine.
Yes.
This stuff, if you're not careful, will knock you on your butt in the middle of Daily Plaza.
It's pretty concentrated.
But it's also in a heart-shaped mug. Did you see that?
You heard about this, right?
No, I've never heard about the heart-shaped mug.
There was a controversy this year because they changed the shape of this mug. It used to be a boot, and now it's a heart.
Oh, that's true.
We were talking about the boot. Yeah, and I told you because you hadn't been. I said, I've never been to go and get the boot.
I've missed the boot. Yeah. I only get the heart.
If you go up to Canada, you can find a boot.
about where can I find the boots?
I lived in North Dakota. It's close as I ever got.
Where in North Dakota? I used to perform in Minot.
Oh, yeah. I've been to Minot before.
It's way up there. Yeah. It's the Air Force Base up there.
Yeah, there's an Air Force Base up there. Yeah. It's called the Magic City because it just appeared someday.
I don't know where.
I lived in North Dakota.
Yeah. Brigadoon up there.
Fargo.
I performed at Fargo as well.
Yeah. Fargo. Oh, I've been to Fargo.
What was the... I'm trying to remember what the gig was in Fargo. I worked at the... There was a hotel. I'm a stand-up comic. So the biggest industry in Minot was the Air Force and bridal stores because all the women in town wanted to marry
the Air Force guys.
Get like an officer,
a gentleman. Oh my goodness.
Well, you know that joke in North Dakota, which is that on a snowy day, if your dog runs away, you can see him for 3 days.
Believe this or not, when I moved to Fargo, I had all of one person I knew before I moved to Fargo visit me there. It was my cousin, and he bought this shirt. I know. No one wanted to come visit me. And the shirt said, Fargo, it's cold, but it's flat.
That's good.
Well, what people in Fargo hated about the movie was that the movie doesn't actually take place in Fargo. It's in Minnesota. It's right.
Oh,
it's
Brainerd.
Yeah.
And they called it Fargo.
And also this.
Or Bemidji. It's Brainerd, whatever.
And then the sister city with Fargo is. Hmm. Isn't there a sister city with Fargo? No.
Moorhead.
Moorhead, Minnesota. Yeah. It's right across the river.
It's right across the river.
This is more than I've ever known about North Dakota.
Okay, so there was
Bring it.
There was a Holiday Inn in Moorhead that I used to perform
at.
Yes, there was. Courtney's was where they did the comedy nights in Moorhead, Minnesota. There was the first time I ever saw a movie theater that served food in it was in Fargo.
The Cinema Grill.
Yes!
We used to go there.
When you're first starting out as a reporter,
you make nothing.
Right. Yes.
$0, basically.
Are you comfortable saying what your first salary was? Because this is the game that we're going to play.
So I will tell you this. I worked on campus as a senior for work study, and I made more sitting in a computer lab overnight than I did as my first reporting job.
I believe it.
Wow.
So we would always look for the cheapest places to eat every night. And there would be like Chi-Chi's. Remember Chi-Chi's?
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
They had like taco night. So you bought a margarita, you got free taco bar. They had Cinema Grill. You'd go there, buy a pitcher of beer for $10, and you'd get free pizza.
Yep.
That's how I knew about the Cinema Grill.
The Cinema Grill was great. It had like ledges instead of having like, you had like a seat with a ledge. And I loved that place.
That's awesome.
It's the first place I ever saw that was in Fargo. You didn't think you were going to talk this much about Fargo, North Dakota, did you? You throw out of town, chances are I've done a one-nighter there.
Yeah.
On a dance floor.
A show.
I did many one-nighters in Fargo.
A comedy show. But I'm
Look at how much he's blushing right now.
I don't know. Hey, Margie.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Yeah. You just brought me back to my early 20s.
Oh, God. That's hilarious.
Well, after Fargo, where did you work next? What brought you to WGN?
Madison. Then Rockford.
Okay.
Then Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, my gosh.
And then here.
Just look at that.
11 years. I've been here 11 years
you
now.
You moved around. I didn't realize that.
Well, it's like, you know, you do that. You had 2 years, 2 years,
oh,
two
I
years,
know,
two
right.
years here.
Two, and then you, and then by 4 years, you're like, I'm not going to be here more than 4 years. I said that about GN. I said I won't be here more than five.
Hello.
And you're at six.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll go with that. Okay. Six times, like, almost four.
That's the thing. For me, I just traveled around the country and did my one-nighters and left places.
You left your mark and you left.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm done. I'm out of here. There's only so much I could take of Sioux Falls, Sioux City, all the Sioux.
Fargo.
Oh, my God. Omaha, Council Bluffs. No. But, Dr. Tynes, when you started out, when you went to med school, did you think you would come back, like, stay in Chicago?
Oh, yeah.
You always knew that?
No, I take it back. There was one moment where I was on the verge of graduating, and I thought, this is the time if I'm going to make a break, leave this cold place.
Yeah.
And I briefly thought of moving to Miami.
Oh,
because I you know, I love the culture there. There's a big patient population just waiting for me. There's, you know, a lot of elderly people in Florida. You know, I've got a built-in you know, audience right there. And then I woke up one morning in a cold sweat thinking to myself, I'm going to have my babies in Florida and I won't have my mom nearby.
That's so sweet.
I said, forget it. I called up my fiance. I'm like, forget it. Stop looking at jobs in Miami. We're not going.
Stop doing it. Go to Chicago. Right. There you go. And where's your family, Sean?
I grew up in Kenosha.
Okay, so you're pretty close.
Yeah. So I have family in Kenosha, I have family in Minnesota, and they're all New York City now, L.A., they're all over the place.
Oh, wow. Well, tell your family that I'm doing a one-nighter on New Year's Eve in Kenosha. I'm not kidding.
Are you really? That's where your show
I'm
is?
I'm doing New Year's Eve in Kenosha.
At Mars Cheese Castle?
No, not at the Cheese Castle. They used to have a one-nighter comedy show there, but there's a comedy club.
I know you're going to do a show, but you have to. I'm going to be here alone, obviously, so you need to call in.
Okay, I will call
New Year's, will you come in? Well, you know,
I'm working. I can come in.
Come in.
I'm done by 10.
Okay, good.
There you go. Well, you know, yeah. Steve and Johnny actually do the show from 11 to...
I know.
I don't know what time they're starting. The 7 to 11, right?
Yeah, we're doing 7 to 11. I am with you calling in.
Yes.
Paige's like, great. I wanted one night off and I got to call in
it's
now.
It's all right. I'm trying to find out where
Steve
the comedy
show is. Steve and Johnny are at 11. Yes.
Yes, they're going to do their New Year's Eve party. So they'll be here ringing in the new year with everybody with special guests throughout the evening.
Cool.
So that'll be a lot of fun. I'm trying to find where my comedy show is on New Year's Eve.
In Kenosha. I've been to one bar in Kenosha, and it used to have, it's right over the border, and had a big mouse on the top of it.
Yeah, I remember that big mouse. That was a bar?
That was a bar.
Oh.
It's not a
cheese house? I know what you're talking about. No, not the cheese house. Yeah. It was on the east side of I-94.
Right, not a real mouse. It was like a big ceramic mouse.
Yeah, press a mouse on the roof. From the highway.
Yeah, it was a bar. It was a dive bar.
You want nothing to do with a restaurant or a bar that has a mouse on top unless it's huge. Disney.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, hey, we have mice here.
Yeah. The Magic Kingdom.
The D-level Disney version. So the Kenosha Comedy Club at the Wyndham Garden Hotel. You can go to KenoshaComedyClub.com.
That's right. That used to be a Holiday Inn.
My career.
Full circle.
That's right. That is how my career has gone. You know, I made it to WGN. I end up right back at the Holiday Inn.
The Holodome.
The Holodome. Well, we want to talk about the cover story on WGN. We're going to take a break here, and we want to know more about this because it is World AIDS Day coming up on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
December 1st. And there's some really important information, new developments.
Amazing.
Yeah, most people don't even think about it.
Not even a clue.
Right.
There was a time when this was constantly in our minds, you know, when we were worried about it, didn't understand it. And then it became kind of background noise. So we want to hear what's been happening. More in a moment with our guests, Dr. Kathy Tynes and Sean Lewis on Wellness Wednesday. Well, I guess now it's
Thirsty Thursday.
We haven't done Michael. Right. This seems like a flaw in our show. You, me, and Andrea have never done Theater Thursday. Why we should Thirsty Thursday?
Thirsty Thursday.
I think you know what? Forget about the Carnival wagon.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Who's got the beer bong?
We have a heart shaped mug.
Oh yeah, everyone take it. Okay, we'll see what happens during the break. Who More in a moment on the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis, 720 WGN. You are listening to the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. Joining us is Dr. Kathy Tynes, who is... did I lose your sheet of paper? Did I throw it away just because we moved on from your segment? She is the president of the Illinois State Medical Society and also associate assistant professor at Northwestern Medical Hospital.
Yes. Yes. Close enough.
So let's see all those things.
That's good.
She joins us every month to talk about important health issues and to also take your questions, comments about things that you're thinking about. And Andrea told me that Sean Lewis was doing this incredible cover story at WGN-TV News. It's the first time a television station in Chicago has taken a look at this story. And Andrea, tell us a little bit about...
Yeah, it's in honor of World AIDS Day. And Sean, you do such an awesome job. And we were texting this morning and you said you have this great story about a pill that you can take once a day that's 99% effective in treating HIV. Tell us the story. This is remarkable.
So this is something I would mention this to people once in a while, and it blew them away that there's a pill, you take it once a day, and it 99% effective in preventing HIV.
Wow.
So
we think that how are people managing it? How are they treating it? They take these cocktail of pills. We remember all these different things they have to take.
So this story is looking at three different things. One is it's called PrEP. That's the nickname for it. It's Truvada. That's the name of the medication, Truvada. It was an HIV medication to treat those living with HIV for a number of years. And then in 2012, it was approved by the FDA to prevent HIV. Okay. So actually, PrEP is more effective than condoms when preventing HIV. That's not to say that you should not be using condoms, because with the rise of people using PrEP, the number of cases, new cases of HIV have gone down, but the new cases of STIs have gone up because of that. So you have to still use what you need to
protection,
use. But
right.
This is an amazing development. The other thing is that those who are HIV positive, those living with HIV, why am I talking? I have a medical doctor
going,
next to me.
Keep going.
But those living with HIV, if they're compliant with their medicines, which is, instead of taking it six times a day like it was in the mid-1990s, you take one, maybe two pills a day, that's it, and wow. Your viral load can be suppressed to the point where you're undetectable. They cannot detect the HIV virus in your body. You're HIV positive still, but they cannot detect the virus in your body. And they have found now through large scale studies that if you're undetectable, you're untransmittable. You cannot transmit HIV to another person.
Wow.
Because the virus is so suppressed within your body.
I did not know that. That if it's undetectable,
it's not transferable.
It's not transferable. Yeah.
How has this affected the, you know, people who have been infected with HIV in the sense that, you know, it used to be a death sentence.
Right.
People
mm-hmm.
thought of it that way, yeah. And then it became something that was manageable. So psychologically, this has to have right. such a huge impact.
So the medications that are out now are so much different and better than the ones that came out 20 years ago, because those medications, though effective with the HIV virus, had huge complications and side effects. You had physical transformations of your body. They gave you some really bad side effects, but it kept you alive.
Right.
The medications today, from what I've learned with this story, are minor. You have maybe some, but most people who are taking these medications do not have any side effects now.
Wow. Now how affordable are they? I mean,
so that is the big thing. Okay. Is here in the state, especially with PrEP, if you're HIV negative and you want to take Truvada to prevent HIV, Truvada can run $2,000 a month for one bottle for 30
wow.
days. Here in Illinois, we have a program. If you don't have insurance, and Gilead, who's the manufacturer of Truvada, has a copay program. So, in effect, if you have insurance, you don't have to pay anything, not even your copay. But in the state of Illinois for PrEP, you do not have to pay anything.
Oh, wow.
Huh. You can get it for free. You can go to Howard Brown Health.
Mm-hmm.
They have a clinic on 63rd Street now in Inglewood. They also have their North Side locations. You can go see a doctor, and you can say, I want to be on PrEP, and you can get it for free.
I'm trying to wrap my mind around the fact that you can take this even though you don't have HIV because you
yes.
want to prevent it.
Yes.
And is this something that, I mean, would you recommend folks?
I prescribe it.
You do?
Yeah, I have several patients on it. So
is it preventative?
That's the whole point. Yeah.
Right.
To take that element away from someone's life where they just don't have to worry about it. Where it's probably most important is where you have the HIV discordant couples.
Yeah.
So, you know, one member has of the couple has HIV and the other one doesn't. So this prevents them from contracting it from the partner. So it's a wonderful thing. I mean, I promote it and I recommend it to my patients. But you have to be in the right risk category. You don't just take it willy-nilly if you're in a committed relationship. You probably don't need PrEP. But for people who, you know, aren't consistent with their condom use, or people who, you know, have had STDs in the past, or who maybe, you know, drink alcohol or take other drugs, or, which lowers their inhibitions, and they may not use their condoms regularly. So those patients are great candidates for PrEP. And the incidence of side effects and the incidence of, you know, any adverse events is really quite low. But you do still have to come in for monitoring every 3 months.
Right.
We do a whole STD panel every time you come in, and we check your kidney function because it can affect your kidneys.
Have the number of cases of HIV and or AIDS
right.
in Chicago gone down?
So since 2001, the number of new HIV cases reported since 2001 have gone down by 55%.
Wow.
And that a lot has to do with the fact that we have these better better medications for HIV-positive people suppressing their viral load so they're untransmittable. So you have fewer people being infected by that.
Right.
And then you have PrEP being used by more and more people, but still the word is not out. People who are at risk don't even know that this is available to them. And that's something that this story is trying to get out there.
Wow.
And the whole thing, though, is that this stigma that we've had since the early 80s with HIV is still out there and still so prevalent when it doesn't have to be anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, someone who's living with HIV isn't about to die.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they're thriving and they're living full lives now.
I knew this question was going to come up from the 224. You were mentioning that it's about $2,000 a month.
Yes.
But in the state of Illinois, you do have access to it. Right. How is that possible? Is that from the pharmaceutical companies? Is that something with the state of Illinois? Is it a combination of federal and state?
It's a combination of different funding. But Gilead, the drug manufacturer, does pick up a large portion of the cost because they want. They see the usefulness of this. This drug has already been out there for about 10 years now?
It's been out
there. Oh, really?
It's been out there for about 10 years. Even longer, I think. In 2003 is when Truvada came out, maybe 2004, 2005.
I don't remember.
Truvada's been out there for a number of years. They've made a lot of money off of this, and now they want to reduce the number. Yeah. And there's an effort here in Illinois now. It's called Getting to Zero. And Getting to Zero is the state's and the city's effort trying to get the number of new cases down to effective zero, which is fewer than 100 cases within the state by the year 2030. So in about 12 years.
How does Illinois compare to other states in those efforts? How much support has really come for experts, for researchers here?
It's a great question. And the number, I will tell you this, there are about 77,000 people in this country who are on PrEP right now.
Okay.
They have identified through community health organizations and whatnot and public health departments about 1.2 million people in this country are eligible and should be on PrEP based on a number of factors in their lives. So you have 1.2 million people who identified should probably look into this, maybe be on PrEP. 77,000 people are on PrEP. Now, Howard Brown here in the city of Chicago, Howard Brown Health is responsible for 10% of all PrEP
throughout the country.
Throughout the country.
Wow.
So you have this huge push here in the city of Chicago trying to get not only these drugs out to make sure that people are taking care of themselves, but also you have this push in the city to get the stigma down.
Right. And I would think that stigma would go down the more people know. I didn't know this. You know, it seems like we didn't know about this. I mean, hopefully the cover story now will have people realize that they could be on this and they could even be on it for free.
Right. Feasibly. So tomorrow night on the news at 9 at WGN, we dive into those numbers and the people who are finding success and the people who haven't gotten the message yet. And that's the biggest thing, is trying to get the message to those populations that need it.
Well, let's continue the conversation. Can you save more conversation? Hang out with us. We have a call coming in from David. I've got to go to a break in the news. So, David, I hope that you'll hold on the line. Oh, I forgot. Michael did tell me that there was no break.
Oh, cool.
I have to remember those things. So I have 3 minutes here, actually, or 2 minutes. So let's take David's call. Hey, David, how are you doing tonight?
Okay. Well, I've been vaccinated for hepatitis C because I'm a first responder.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering about this medication. Would that be recommended as well for people who are dealing with people on this?
Right, because you might be exposed, right? Mm-hmm. That's a concern.
That is a really good question. So I think you'd have to take a look at the absolute risk of something and then the cost and, you know, just the complication of taking something that you may go your whole career and not have a needle stick. So, you know, I think the risk has to be high enough that it warrants paying for this medication and warrants you taking it every day. So I hear you. It's not like a vaccine, which is a one-time event and it's done. This is something you have, in order for it to work, you have to take it every day. And if you're not consistent with using it, and this is for people who are taking it for the usual indications, you can become resistant, or your the virus that you have can become resistant to the Truvada, and that may not be an effective drug for you for treatment if you do become HIV positive. So it requires consistent daily use. So it's really, again, risk versus benefit. We always have to weigh those two things when we're deciding on what to do.
Yeah, because when you're dealing with car accident, you've got bloodborne pathogens all over the place.
Sure.
So you never know exactly what you're getting in contact with.
Right.
I know.
Yeah. It's a good question.
It's a great question. Well, David, be safe, and thank you so much for the work that you do.
Well, thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks, David.
Actually, I had another question then, since I have a few seconds. How about women who are pregnant with, or women who want to get pregnant and they have HIV?
Oh, so HIV transmission to the fetus has been markedly reduced by taking these drugs.
In fact, in Illinois, I believe the number is now zero.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's incredible.
For HIV-positive women carrying children, the rate of transmission now to their babies, to their fetuses, is now at zero in Illinois.
This is remarkable. I mean, because this is obviously, it's an autoimmune disease. I mean, perhaps some sort of ingredient, and I'm probably using the wrong words, but some sort of ingredient in this medicine possibly could be used toward other drugs or other cures.
Right. And in you had a great point, Doctor, and that is that you have to be vigilant about taking this medication. It's once a day. It's not once every other day. It's once a day. And that's true for those who are HIV positive, too. You have to make sure that you take this pill. But there are tests right now going on to do an injectable form of this where you don't have to do it once a day. You do it once a quarter. Those are things that are being tested out right now in bigger and bigger populations. So this is something that the FDA probably won't be getting around to approving until the early 2020s.
Right.
So this is something that's in the future, but it's still there.
It's still there.
We will continue the conversation again. Sean Lewis is cover story on WGN-TV. What time does this air, on the different news broadcasts?
During the 9 o'clock news.
Tomorrow. Well,
tomorrow,
today.
Yes.
Actually, today.
Yeah, today.
Later tonight.
Yeah.
Unless we've gone to bed, it's not tomorrow yet.
Right. But, and you can always find it on WGNTV.com as well once it'll air.
After it airs.
But we would appreciate it.
I know,
if you
want to watch. Yes.
We will continue our conversation. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to give us a call or text us at 312-981-7200. We'll talk about this some more, maybe talk about random restaurants in the middle of the country, or let's see who's worse, who has a more appalling lack of musical knowledge, me or Sean Lewis.
Yes, it's coming up. You know it's coming.
Michael's putting together his playlist. Michael, we put together a playlist. Michael's got these levels, by the way, Sean. He'll do
tears.
Yeah. He's got the different levels. And I know Dr. Tynus, who loves music, goes to concerts all the time.
Yeah. We'll mock.
Yes.
I'm not good past 1990s. When I went to medical school, I kind of lost contact with a lot of contemporary stuff. So I listen to all my old stuff.
You are listening to the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. I'm just watching Sean Lewis from WGN-TV News, I believe, tape his phone.
You guys are all
to
on
the
it.
Equipment.
We are on the Facebook Live, and I have no idea if that's it's working.
I don't want to move any. I don't want to move anything and knock the very precariously set phone.
Right.
I've done a total MacGyver over there.
One more scotch tape.
Can you
God bless
people
scotch
saying
tape.
Hi to everybody.
Hi everybody. That's my head. See you right there.
There it is.
My fingers. So Facebook Live, follow Sean on Facebook.
Lewis WGN. Yes.
Sean Lewis WGN. By the way, we just got a text from John. Hi, John. Good to hear from you. And Nikki's up next. John loves Matt Bubala, who has... I think he's going to be on regularly through December.
Yeah.
So there we go. You seem to think I would know the song that was being...
I know. I don't know what I was thinking. I said, you know this one.
I thought it was My Sharona at first.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
I feel
Sean,
so much better.
Patty, Sean.
I feel so much better.
Kindred spirits.
Yeah. Did you know who it was?
No.
Okay, good.
It's Joan Jett, right? Cherry Bomb?
Yes, that's correct.
Can't stay in.
Yeah, I should have known that one.
You know, some of us had other things to do besides listen to our music.
I know.
See, I love this. Thank you, Sean. And thank you so
you
much.
You guys,
I was at the mall in the roller rink.
Yeah.
I was at the Rolling Stone record store.
There you go.
That's where all the cool kids were.
That's
smoking
right.
cigarettes and looking at albums. Come
no.
on.
Yeah. No, Sean and I apparently were doing the foxtrot at the roller rink. I never knew what the foxtrot was supposed
backward
to be.
Backward skate.
Yeah, I could never, I could do like that thing where you're supposed to like move your feet.
The,
like,
how about the scissors?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Do any of that stuff. Yeah. I always wanted to do couple skate, but I never knew any boys that wanted to ask me. Anyway. All right, Michael. We're playing Patty's Appalling Lack of Musical Knowledge. Let's see who's worse, me or Sean. You cannot ask for a lifeline from Dr. Tynus or from Andrea Darlis.
Right.
But although, because Andrea likes to give hints.
Oh, yeah, I give bad hints.
The worst.
All right. All right,
I was trying to be so nice that one day, and poor, I was like, what
was
color
like,
is my ID?
And like, green badge. It's green badge.
Green
day. And it wasn't
green
day.
It was like Boston. Yeah, it was bad. I'll just stay. I'll
tell you this. If you play something that was played in the clubs in the late 90s, early aughts, I'm right there with you.
We had some Beverly Hills 90210 trivia last night. You would have just crushed it, I'm
that
sure.
That would have been all right.
Yeah.
That you would have retained, that information you got? All right. All right, now, okay, Doc.
That's funny.
You'll be appalled. Well, maybe you don't know the music either.
I don't know it either.
All right.
So.
We just like making Andrea and Michael laugh. Okay.
Yeah.
Right, this would be fun.
Laugh, cringe, same thing.
laugh, cry.
Yes.
Cry
tears
a
of
bit.
Joy.
I have different levels, though, so I don't think it's going to be as hard as everyone thinks.
Okay.
But then again, I thought that last time, and I was kind of surprised at the end.
Sure, sure. Okay, go ahead.
Are you ready to go? This one's pretty easy. This is level one.
Level one. Oh, this I do know. I don't know the band, though.
Don't know the band.
Turn it up.
Is it the same as the song, Sweet Home Alabama?
It is not Alabama.
Isn't that Sweet Home Alabama?
It is Sweet Home Alabama.
But do you have to know the band?
Yeah, are we going for the band or the song name?
We've been doing both. What do you want?
Let's go with the when I download a new game, I go to the beginner one. First.
Beginner one. So,
all right,
yes.
So you can name either
song.
One
just
or the other.
Song.
Okay.
Michael's not happy with that result. I don't think.
No, the song works.
Charlie Daniels Band.
You know what? You're in the wheelhouse.
Just stay
it is a band.
With...
See, you
it
got that
band.
One right.
It was this band was actually the name of one of the guitarist teachers back in school.
Leonard Skinner.
High
school.
Leonard Skinner.
I don't know why I know that.
Good clue.
Yeah. Sorry, Sean. Yeah.
I almost said CCR.
No, it's okay.
No. That's just all random like words strung together on accident.
Very good. I'm very impressed.
You know
though,
what?
That you guys
one of us
this.
Gets to work. Well, both of us get to work on New Year's Eve. One of us is going to be in the city of Chicago. One of us is going to be in Kenosha.
At the Wyndham,
you're already
formerly the Holiday Inn.
You're already winning.
Stringing thoughts together with a microphone on the daily. All right, Michael, hit me again.
Okay, this one's pretty famous. It's from the 80s, a very popular band. This is level two.
I like the beat.
Me too. It's good. We're all moving our heads.
Okay, so
I don't even think
probably
I know
should
this.
Have
Wait,
cut off the intro, but yeah.
No, keep playing it. We clearly don't know it yet. We can name that song by the time it's done.
Yeah. And you tell us.
Hey, any minute now. Andrea?
I don't know this.
Doc?
I know the band. I can't.
There are people listening to this right now screaming.
Oh, I'm sure.
Right? What is wrong with all of that?
Every night.
Heads.
People, yes.
Ooh.
Is it?
That is the name of the band. We do get a point on the board.
Look at
the
score
here. All right, hold on.
It's like Michael versus the room, the studio.
It is. Michael versus everybody.
You know what? That's not fair. It's like Alex Trebek knows all of the questions. He's in charge of the game.
We are making people nuts tonight.
This is awesome,
it happens
though.
Every once in a while.
I didn't know that. All right.
Half a point with
re-react
for Doc. Okay.
Talking head, psycho killer.
Psycho killer.
Yep, none of that.
Yes,
you know what? I'm like a sieve.
I think I've been a little bit unfair doing a lot of rock. You know. So let's take it to maybe
polka.
Some...
Let's do polka.
I got you covered on that. I'm all good with the polka.
Here's another classic.
Oh, there's a horn section in this one.
Oh, I got this one.
Now listen to the beat.
All right. Do you want to know what it is?
No. Unusual to be loved by anyone.
Tom Jones.
Yes, by Tom Jones.
Who I've seen perform live, and women still throw their underwear up at him.
Except for now they're granny panties.
Exactly. Yeah. a lot of legs.
Spanx.
No, that's impossible unless they brought them, because I do not want to see someone try to take off Spanx at a concert.
No,
exactly right.
So many. It's like, it's like a bean of cannabis.
I had to try those on for a story one day.
No. Did you really?
That's what he tells people.
Anyone out in Radioland, I am so sorry.
No.
That someone invented these things.
They're awful.
What are you talking about?
You can't breathe.
What are you talking about?
I felt.
You used that as part of your act, though.
I felt fatter in those things than I ever have in my life.
I felt fatter in those, too.
My organs are shifted permanently. They're not dangerous for me.
No,
I don't wear them all the time.
I'm sorry, Doc. Is her spleen supposed to be coming out of her ear like that?
Just pop it out.
Oops, let me just tuck that back in.
Yeah. Their insides are made out of sausage now, but all right, otherwise you're fine.
All right, Michael, hit us.
Okay, you guys ready? All right, here's another
classic. I am zero for everything.
Yes, you guys have a ringer.
No, you got Leonard Skinner.
Yeah,
that's true.
Dr. Tynes is really helping out the team.
She really
is.
I told you she was
musically inclined. Yeah, you can't answer yet, though. Let them try and
work it out. She was very patient.
Yeah,
this is what happens in medical school.
Right. I'm always a
goner. She's smoking cigarettes, listening to music.
I don't, yeah.
All right, let's hit it.
Oh, that's not, yes. You're replaying a song that I should know. Which is Pat Benatar's Hit Me With Your Best Shot.
Yes! Yay! Even I knew that one, yeah.
You can just yell it out. You don't have to wait.
Oh, I thought I had to ding. No, I was looking for my dinger.
Dinger. Just yell it. Just yell it loud and proud.
I haven't seen my dinger since my early 30s.
Oh, my. That's what she said.
It was all those moves in my career.
I know, right? All the moving.
Okay,
in addition to the moves.
I'm not sure if you want me to keep it in the classic rock. So how about we bring it to this the last 20 years.
I said club music in the late 1990s.
Okay. This one's how about early 2000s?
Okay.
All right.
Oh.
No idea. I know the song.
I
don't know who it is, but
you got this one?
One of the most famous songs of all time.
You know this. Come on.
I know the song. See, I told you.
I know. You
know
it.
I know the songs. I can sing along to it. I can roll my windows down.
No, I got this. No, don't do it. Don't do it.
What?
Do you know?
Do I? No, I don't know.
Do you know?
I know the song. I told you.
Okay, what's the name of the song?
That's
he's my soulmate. Don't tell my husband.
You know who we should have on this is we should call up Tom Skilling right now, because the man is a genius when it comes.
Oh, is he
really?
He'll kill us.
He'll be appalled by my.
No. He's up right now watching
watching the news channel.
Weather in China.
My phone is up there.
Do you want my phone?
I have the number.
All right, here's my phone.
Let me see if he's up.
All right, but you have to say that
you have his number. You called him that, or he called you that one time.
But I can't call him at 12:45 in the morning.
By the way, your Facebook, this is the worst game for your Facebook Live followers, because they can't hear the music that we're playing on the air.
No. I told them to listen.
Yeah, so you have to listen on the air. You can watch us. Call him and tell
him it's you, though.
Well, yeah.
Because he's going to see Andrea Darling's calling.
When he hears
he'll go, hello. Hi, Andrea. He's so sweet.
You think that when he hears my voice, he's going to think it's still you?
Are you really calling Tom Skilling?
Yeah,
I could have
given you a line over here.
Is he listening? Do you think he might be listening?
He said he was going to listen on the way home.
All right. But leave a message and say, hey, it's Sean. I'm on Andrea's phone, so he doesn't hate me.
Why?
Not that he could hate anybody.
He could never hate you.
No. Nor you.
He has people
there. There we go. This is the weirdest moment.
Bucket number one.
Tom Skilling doesn't hate a soul.
I don't know.
He's the kindest human.
Are you giving me life goals? To make him hate me.
We have his voicemail.
We have his voicemail.
All right, I'm going to text and say that.
Let's just play this song in his voicemail and just be like, hey, do you know this one? Let us know at 6 a.m. when you wake up.
You know, he got a start in radio.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in Aurora.
Yes. So he knows
that. He got a radio station in Aurora. He used to play like the golden oldies or whatever it was.
Ah.
The songs of the 40s. Nice.
Didn't he have to do like a show, like one of the newscasts where there was a puppet on the show as well?
That was in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was at Channel 6 in Milwaukee. Albert the Alley Cat. Growing up in Kenosha, we got TV stations from Milwaukee and Chicago. So I grew up watching both, but Albert the Alley Cat was like an instant. It was like, he was like Bozo here at WGN.
Oh, really? Oh.
He was that famous. And they used to do the weather segment with
the
puppet.
Alley Cat?
With the puppet.
No.
Oh, my gosh. Yep, he had to work with the puppet.
Oh, whoa. Boy.
There's a picture of him. You can find it.
Oh,
I'm going to look.
Somewhere out there.
I'm going to find it.
Thank goodness. He's grown since then. He's moved on.
Did we ever decide what the name of that song was? Because someone just texted it.
Hey, Ya.
Yes.
By Outkast.
I'm looking at the answer. Someone texted me.
Oh, I was like, geez, you got it.
No, I never.
Why would I think
Like when I say Outkast, is that even still like, oh yeah, sure.
Sure, no. Yeah, Outkast.
Hey, Ya.
I didn't know that the...
Hey, yeah.
But you guys had the...
That was the early 2000s, right? That's when we were really striving for excellence in music.
Yes.
You know, Britney. Okay.
The early aughts.
The early aughts.
Britney Womanizer, circa 2003.
Something like that.
Yeah. I'll sing along to that. If you played that, if you played Britney, I would be.
Oh, do some Britney. Do Britney Womanizer.
There. Oh boy.
Okay, I'll look it up. Yeah, but you already know the answer to that one.
Play Womanizer, right. Please, Michael. I'll get that right away.
Womanizer.
Oops, I did it again.
Oops. Hey, Ruth, how are you doing tonight?
Hi, Patty. I'm good. I want to mention this to all of you because it's so very interesting. And then I have a question for Sean. My most recent doing this is while on Metra from, it would have been the Kenosha line, to Ogilvie, and just as the passengers were ready to disembark, I started singing the Star Spangled Banner, and I announced that I was a Green Bay Packer fan, and God bless the Bears. So I also have another wonderful story about Packer Bears. I was at Coin Sports Bar in Kenosha.
I've been.
And I told, wonderful place, isn't that? The market is great, but I'm not, and not from Wisconsin, but I go there often because they have a lot of great events, as does Chicago. So anyway, I was at Coin Sports Bar, and I told everyone that I was going to put in a prayer for the Bears to win.
Aww.
They were playing Green Bay. And I also had people come up to me at halftime and very angry because the Bears were winning.
Uh-oh.
And they said, take back the prayer. I said, I can't.
Oh, I remember that.
No, take back.
It's done. Yeah. But last January at a Jimmy Buffett concert in Chicago, a fellow was wearing a Cubs jacket, and I told him how I foiled the curse on the goat. And he turned to me, and he said, what can you do for the Bears? And I said, I'm a Green Bay Packer fan. However, when you put in a prayer for your competition, it goes to the top of the totem pole. How are the Bears doing?
They're doing very well.
They are much better than the Packers.
Yes, so keep it going.
God bless.
God bless the Bears. Thank you
for that, Ruth.
Love that.
That's amazing.
Thanks, Ruth. Thank you.
That's awesome.
We've got do you have one more song, Sean? One more before for me and Sean, for all of us.
Can you do two more?
Of course. Okay. Right. Don't put me through this, Andrea. I used to like you so much.
I love showing people how musically illiterate I am.
I
love it.
I am just there with you.
You're not enjoying this as much.
Yeah.
All right, one more.
You feel exposed?
I need some more of that spiced wine.
We need it in the heart-shaped mug.
Let's see, Michael.
Here we go.
It's Britney Spears.
It is. You know how I know this?
How?
Toxic. Because I have a party dance like on my Wii. So this is one of the songs.
So you guys knew Britney.
Yes. Thank you. You play Britney. I will get it.
There you go.
By the way, she's still in Vegas. She still has a residency. I went to see it in the first couple of months.
Did you go?
I went.
Oh.
So here's the thing. And this is... So Britney comes out on stage. At least I think it was Britney, because the whoever was playing Britney, if it was Britney, I do not know, but had a dark wig or dark hair, like as dark as yours, Patty. Not hair.
Dark hair.
Your hair.
You don't have a wig.
Yes. No.
And they don't have any big screens up. So if you're sitting, if you're not sitting right by the stage, you don't know if it's Britney.
Ooh, interesting.
I don't know.
Or maybe.
But
just
or
somebody
maybe
likes to dress like Britney.
Or maybe, I don't know. But
that's
all
been
I know
known
is
to happen
that
in Vegas.
after the concert, I'm like, okay, if it was Britney, great. And the people that were right in front of us stand up after the concert, and the guy looks at his wife and he goes, "What was that?"
They slipped through the cast of La Cage.
That's awesome.
Too funny. Well, I want to...
Woman. There we go.
And you get to see the dancing on Facebook Live. So.
Yes. Funny. Sorry, you can't see over in the corner. Sorry, you couldn't hear the music Facebook Live, folks, but you have to listen to it on the radio.
I think my scotch tape fixes. It's favoring now Andrea.
Now it's leaning toward me, and I have no moves.
There you go.
I have the musical knowledge, maybe. No moves. There you go.
Oh, there's Patty taking over. Facebook takeover by Patty Vasquez.
Facebook takeover. There we go. Yeah.
Sorry. All right, let me take a break
lean
here.
In.
We're going to keep it for the last segment. We're almost done.
Yes. Oh, sure.
We end the show.
I'm up.
But you're here now. We've locked the door. I didn't mean to surprise you that way. But we are going to come back. Tell me something good. What's making you happy? What are you celebrating today? 312-981-7200. More. When we come back, we're hanging out with Sean Lewis, whose cover story on WGN-TV News is important. You want to see it.
Yep, tonight at 9.
Tonight at 9. It's World AIDS Day on Saturday. And he's got great information for everyone to really... It's got to get out there. This story's got to be out there. And Dr. Kathy Tynes, I want to thank you for all the great, really information that you've been sharing tonight as well. We'll continue in a moment on 720 WGN. A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing. Sean, do you know who's singing this?
I do. It's the Partridge Family.
Yay! See, isn't it weird? It is patronizing when they applaud for us.
Good one.
It sure is.
It is a little bit. We don't mean to be that way. Just kind of comes out.
I'm sorry. It doesn't occur to me that other people who have a similarly appalling lack of musical knowledge perhaps don't enjoy exposing that to the world. I don't know why.
Being a journalist, you try to be a little bit of a lot of things. And on music, I totally fall flat on my face.
I can't. I just don't retain the information.
You guys know so many other things.
Sure.
Is that what?
Yeah. Your brains are just overflowing.
Exactly.
There's not enough room for all that.
Overflowing.
I'm leaking your
cup. Cup runneth over with glug.
I just can't possibly.
I know. I need to go to Target on the way home and pick up some Bounty to pick up my brain. It's leaking.
I need a bath mat for all the excess. All right. Something good has been hanging out with you, Sean. Thank you so much for coming and hanging out with
totally
us. And Dr. Tynes, it's been a blast tonight. It's been a blast. Just laughing.
I laughed so hard I cried. So you guys, you're my something good, too.
And as the 773, we've been getting texts. Thanks, Patty and gang. I've missed this kind of nighttime radio since you moved to the early hours. This is so much fun.
Oh, nice.
Thank you, Michael.
Excellent.
Yeah. Excellent.
Are we doing something happy? Good. Oh, yeah, something good. So Friday, this is best because I love chocolate. Confession time.
We're listening.
I love chocolate.
So do I.
So the AIDS Foundation of Chicago is having their annual World of Chocolate event.
Nice.
And they have asked me to be a judge.
Oh my.
Yes.
How do you judge chocolate?
Yum.
Go ahead.
It's one, two, three cavities, or if you're really good, the four cavity chocolate.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's awesome.
You know, the last time I did a chocolate competition like I was in Madison and I ended up my hand to God. Like part of my tooth broke off when I got home and I was flossing my teeth.
No.
It's like the tooth fairy just was like, no.
Too much.
Was telling you something.
It was like karma. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, it's at Revel Fulton Market. Friday night. I think there's still some tickets available, but
that's wonderful.
So, and Paul Lisnick from WGN-TV is also going to be there.
Very cool. Yeah. Oh, you're going to be a great judge.
And let us know how we get on that list of being considered to be judges.
Would you like to come with me?
Yeah. We have a show.
No, wait, you have a show.
We have a show.
I'll call in.
Call us. Let us know what's the winning chocolate.
Yeah. We'll do.
And
the losing
chocolate. Yeah.
Tell us what the losing chocolate is, what the middle chocolates are, all the chocolates.
All the chocolates. Maybe I'll have someone run some down.
Oh,
I was going to say.
Okay,
but now we're talking. A couple samples in your pocket.
Yeah.
Dr. Kathy, tell me something good.
Oh, I got so much. My cup runneth over. Just had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday with all the kids.
Yay.
And they were so excited to see each other and be together, which was amazing. We've got 7 kids between
us. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So, and my husband's recently had surgery, which he has pulled through and he's doing great, probably cured. So John Culver, I love you, and
aww,
I'm so blessed that you've come through this and you're doing so well. So
that's wonderful.
Yay.
It's a good one.
Michael, tell me something good.
It's been a really good day today. I really am enjoying the snow, to be honest. When I was walking over here, it was cold and slippery, but it was nice to just see it fall. So that was really nice. I think that's going to be my good thing, is the snow. And it's not too cold just yet.
There you go.
That's very sweet.
Andrea, before we toss it to the newsroom, tell me something good.
I'm going to echo you and say this show has been awesome. I've had a great time with you guys tonight. We'll see you all tomorrow night.
And thank you to all of Sean's friends that were watching us on Facebook Live as well. Everyone,
bye, Sean's friends.
Catch us tomorrow night after the Blackhawks play, and we'll catch up with Scott Santis. And you know what? I think we're going to save this. Does grammar still matter in the world of Twitter?